You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Christmas Goose with your special hosts, DJ Goldilocks and
DJ Hoey D.
Whoa.
I'm back.
This is a song by the Talking Heads. I think it's called New Feeling. And that was New Feeling by Talking Heads. Joe, do you have any opinions?
I have opinions about a lot of things, actually. Even that song. My opinion is that it was decent.
That's a very profound opinion, Joe. And I'm glad that you chose to share it with us. You know what my opinion is, Joe?
What is it?
You should use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. And here's a public service announcement brought to you by Nirvana. It's called About a Girl.
I need a lizard friend that I deal with her into land.
That was About a Girl by Nirvana, a funny little grunge band from Seattle. I wonder if they ever went anywhere. The guy that runs out of gas on the highway. The one that calls his new girlfriend by his old girlfriend's last name. The one whose dog ate his homework. The screw-up that doesn't register with the selective service system when he turns 18 and loses a shot at money for college, good jobs, and good training programs. Don't be that guy. Keep your options for a bright future open by registering with the Selective Service when you turn 18. It only takes 2 minutes. Just go to sss.gov. What are your thoughts on that, Joe?
Yeah, everyone should join the Selective Service.
I agree. Here's the beat by Elvis Costello. That was The Beat by Elvis Costello and The Attractions. Joe, any thoughts?
Well, that song claims to be The Beat, but I believe it was more than just a beat, as it had also had instruments and vocals layered over it. So I demand that Elvis Costello come forth, admit to his lies, and repent.
Well, maybe we'll have him on this show where we can grill him about his lack of any musical knowledge or his awful tendency to simply spew lies wherever he goes.
Elvis Costello, if you're listening, we offer you a challenge to come onto this show, and if you don't respond, you are a coward.
You know, now that you pointed out that Elvis Costello doesn't know anything or is a liar, I feel really let down. So I'm going to play Let Down by Radiohead.
Funny.
So
That was Let Down by Radiohead off of their seminal album, OK Computer. I don't know what seminal is, but hopefully it means something awfully similar to magnum opus. Joe, what are your thoughts?
Well, Zach, you know what they say. The bigger they come, the harder they fall.
What?
Do they not say that anymore?
I'm confused. They do, but I'm just confused as to how that relates to Let Down by Radiohead.
Don't worry about it. Those are just my thoughts.
Okay, you know what, Joe? Maybe I'm just going to stop asking you for your opinions. Anyways, here's a song by a man named Michael. That was Beat It by Michael Jackson. Joe, do you have any thoughts on that song?
You know who really should beat it? That Vladimir Putin. Trying to tamper with our election results. Golly.
You know, Joe, that's a good point, but you know who else should beat it? Eddie Van Halen.
What?
After such an amazing guitar solo, I'm not sure he should hang around anymore.
What?
I don't know what that means.
He's my boy. Don't say that about him.
I said it was an amazing guitar solo.
But then you
Joe.
Said he shouldn't. He deserves to hang around.
No, I'm just saying he's too good for us. That's the problem.
That is true. He's too good for.
We
him.
Don't.
We don't deserve Eddie.
We
Van
don't
Halen.
Deserve Eddie Van Halen. We also don't deserve Elvis Costello. But that's because Elvis Costello is an awful cheat and a liar. Here's a song called "Mr. Jones" by a band based around birds.
Dances while his
That was Mr. Jones by the Counting Crows, and I'd like to talk a minute. I'd like to spend a minute here and talk to the fellas. Guys, like having a place to live, eating food, wearing clothes, sending 639 texts a week on a shiny new phone, there's one thing that can help you get the money to do all that, and it's called a job. If you're a guy turning 18, there's one important thing you need to do to make sure the job market is wide open for you. Register with the Selective Service System at www.sss.gov. Failing to register with Selective Service would mean you'd not only be breaking the law, you'd also be unable to apply for federal jobs, many state and municipal jobs, and all kinds of job training programs the government offers. So guys, take a minute and register with the Selective Service. You'll keep your job prospects open. Otherwise, how are you going to get the basketball shoes with full-length responsive cushioning and an outsole cutout for low-profile impact protection? Take that minute. Go to www.sss.gov and register with Selective Service and keep all your options open. Remember, it's quick, it's easy, it's the law. Now here's a song by Bad Brains called Let Me Help.
Generate the courage today.
Hey, yo, will
about to quake and melt. Let me help. A psychopathic brutality.
Stop this.
Rejuvenate more integrity. Universal, all living one. Edification first, then have some fun.
Our voice cry
loud and clear as we melt. Let me help. Dumbing thoughts again, but hey, you got a friend.
And he may bless thee.
Even the dungeon, a one that's on the crumb, live eternally.
That was Let Me Help by the band Bad Brains off of their album Eye Against Eye.
You know, they call themselves Bad Brains, but they shouldn't be so down on themselves. They created a band that has thousands and possibly millions of fans throughout the world, including one Zachary Bartlett. They have pretty good brains.
You know, I think you're right, Joe. Maybe we should have Bad Brains on this show and give them a little pet talk. Hey, Bad Brains, if you're listening, stop on by and Joe and I will help you out. This next song is by Sonic Youth, and it's called Cool Thing off of their album Goo. This song is not to be confused with the beverage Kool-Aid, because that is a beverage and not a song by Sonic Youth off of their album Goo.
We'll be right back. talking about. Hit it where it hurts.
Hey, cool thing. Come here. Sit down beside me. There's something I gotta ask you. I just wanna know, what are you gonna do for me? I mean, are you gonna liberate us girls from male, white, corporate oppression?
Tell it like it is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Word up.
Fear of the female planet.
Fear, female planet. Fear, baby.
I just want you to know that we can still be friends.
Let everybody know.
That was Cool Thing by Sonic Youth. And Joe, do you have any thoughts on that song?
Well, there are a lot of cool things I know of. That lamp that's shining the light and allowing us to look at the computer as well as the controls of the radio station is pretty cool. This fan that was providing us with some cool air before is pretty cool, even though I've turned it off because it makes a lot of noise. But you know what's not cool? Dying African children. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. This message is brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
You're a man on a mission, Joe. Here's...
I am, and it's to save 9 million dying African children, no more, no less.
Here's the Velvet Underground and Nico with I'll Be Your Mirror, off of their album, The Velvet Underground and Nico.
Mirror, reflect what you are, in case you don't know. I be the wind, the rain and the sunset, the light on your door, to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hand, I see you. I find it hard to believe you don't know the beauty you are, but if you don't, let me be your eyes, the hand to your dark, so you won't be afraid when you think the night has seen your mind, that inside you're twisted and unkind. Let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see you.
That was I'll Be Your Mirror by the Velvet Underground and Nico. You know, folks, mirrors can show you a lot of things in reflections. One thing they can show you is your GED. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know, I would like to reach out to the Velvet Underground and Nico. I would like you guys, I'm going to take you guys up on your offer to be my mirror. If you could contact me via email at daliaj@lafayette.edu, that would be great.
Yeah. So basically, right now, we want to get the Velvet Underground, Bad Brains, and Elvis Costello to come on our radio show and complete all sorts of wacky challenges. If anyone can help us out, we'd really appreciate it. Here's a song by Peter Himmelman called Imperfect World.
Yeah. everything is soft edge now, without form, but somehow complete. I turn in bed, waiting for the rain to fall and lull me into a dream. Imperfect world with every stone in its place. Imperfect world, I miss your laugh and your perfect face. There is only one flaw, it's that you're not here in this imperfect.
That was Imperfect World by Peter Himmelman. And Joe, I noticed you seem to have some strong reaction to that song.
The song is imperfect, just like the world, like how it was meant to be. Very deep, very impactful, very insightful.
I can see the tears in your eyes right now, Joe. Here's a song by a bug-based band that never went anywhere. It's called Nowhere Man.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
That was Nowhere Man by the Beatles, or the name that I would have given to that band, The Four Losers. Joe, did you have any thoughts on that song?
I don't know. I've never heard of this band. They should have stuck to the Quarrymen days. Then they could have been something.
Yeah, those Quarrymen. Here's a song by Leonard Cohen. It's called Take This Waltz.
There's 10 pretty women. There's a shoulder where death comes to cry. There's a lobby with 900 windows. There's a tree where the dogs go to die. There's a piece that was torn from the morning, and it hangs in the gallery of frost. Aye, 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 aye. Take this waltz, take this waltz, take this waltz with a clamp on its jaws. Oh, I want you, I want you, I want you on a chair with a dead magazine, in the cave at the tip of the lily, in some hallway where love's never been, on our bed where the moon has been sweating, in a cry filled with footsteps and sand. Take this waltz, take this waltz, take its broken waste in your hand. This waltz, this waltz, this waltz, this waltz, with its very own breath of brandy and death, dragging its tail in the sea. There's a concert hall in Vienna where your mouth had a thousand reviews. There's a bar where the boys have stopped talking. They've been sentenced to death by the blues. Ah, but who is it climbs to your picture with a garland of freshly cut tears? Take this waltz, take this waltz, take this waltz, it's been dying for years. There's an attic where children are playing, where I've got to lie down with you soon, in a dream of Hungarian lanterns, in the mist of some sweet afternoon. And I'll see what you've chained to your sorrow, all your sheep and your lilies of snow. Aye, 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 aye. Take this waltz, take this waltz, with its all, never forget you, you know. This waltz, this waltz, this waltz, this waltz, with its very own breath of brandy and death, dragging its tail in the sea. Disguise. The hyacinth wild on my shoulder, my mouth on the dew of your thighs, and I'll bury my soul in a scrapbook with the photographs there and the moths, and I'll yield to the flood of your beauty, my cheap violin and my cross, and you'll carry me down on your dancing to the pools that you lift on your wrist. Oh my love, take this waltz, take this waltz, it's yours now, it's all that
that there is.
That was Leonard Cohen's Take This Waltz. And Joe, any final thoughts before we sign off today?
I would like to take the waltz from Leonard Cohen. If you could come over to the radio station and give it to me, that would be great.
If anyone knows how to get in contact with Talking Heads, Nirvana, Elvis Costello, Radiohead, Michael Jackson, The Counting Crows, Bad Brains, Sonic Youth, The Velvet Underground, Nico, Peter Himmelman, The Beatles, or Leonard Cohen, would you please let us know? Folks, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The Christmas Goose with your hosts, DJ Goldilocks and DJ Hoey D. And for those of you that spent the hour listening to music with us, I am so sorry.
Make sure you stay tuned for my show, Don't Assume My Genre, on in 5 minutes.
It'll be fun. It'll be wholesome. You can bring the kids and have a dandy time.
Yeah, it will be great. Also, Alex will be there.
Farewell.